Hello and welcome to episode 58 of Employment Law Matters. This is my story about how I decided to set up some unconscious bias training. My name is Daniel Barnett. I'm a barrister at Outer Temple Chambers, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast.
Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
Last week, I think on Monday, I was listening to RBC Radio and I heard Nick Ferrari interviewing Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party. And while being interviewed about Black Lives Matter, Keir Starmer said that he was going to undertake unconscious bias training. And then the following day, an announcement came out, all Labour MPs were going to be given unconscious bias training. And I thought, I actually really want to do some unconscious bias training myself. I've done it. I did it about 10 years ago, but it was a very long time ago. And I'd really like to refresh my knowledge and learn a little more about it. But I didn't know where to do it because traditional providers tend to be safe and dull and bland. And if I was going to sit through a half-day session on unconscious bias, particularly an online session, because you know, who's doing it in person at the moment, I wanted it to have the wow factor. So I decided to organise it myself by finding and hiring the best trainer out there and then to see if anyone else wanted to join me and share the cost. So I spoke to a few people I knew, I researched on the internet, and I put two requests for help out on Twitter asking if I need a list of the top three trainers on unconscious bias in the UK, who should be on that list? And I got quite a few replies. And I ended up choosing someone who was standout impressive. He was also triple the price of the other quote I ended up getting, but I think he's worth it. His name is Selwyn Blythe. I've booked him to do a 3-hour session for me on unconscious bias on the morning of Friday, the 31st of July, 2020. And I'd like to invite listeners to this podcast to join me. Here's how it will work. The training split into three parts, three 50-minute sessions with 10-minute breaks in between them. The first part involves the theory. It's the theory around cognitive biases and heuristics, that's mental shortcuts. We'll include some tests where you're shown pictures of people and your instinctive biases are measured, so you can discover whether you're ever susceptible to unconscious bias. And we'll learn about affinity bias, that's mini-me, and confirmation bias, the halo or horns effect. The second part, the second hour, involves role-playing and practical exercises. Selwyn Blythe will, together with two actors he's using, use forum theatre to present different scenes. This is all done online over Zoom. The first scene is a male manager mishandling a case of poor performance. The second scene is based on a man in his late 40s making a request for flexible working to look after a child, and this is mishandled by a female manager. How it works is we'll watch the scenes without interruption, and then through online feedback and discussion, by the way, it's volunteers only, nobody will pick on you, we'll facilitate feedback for the manager on how to handle the situation better. The actors then replay the scenes, taking on board the feedback, and we can interrupt with suggestions in the online chat box if we're not happy with how it's progressing. And the third and final section of the course explores four strategies for reducing the impact of unconscious bias. Now, if you'd like to join me and be part of this half-day training, I'm asking for a £30 contribution towards the fee that I'm paying to Selwyn and the two actors, plus VAT on top. So it's £30 plus VAT, which is £36. Now, assuming we cover the fees I'm paying to Selwyn, I'll also donate from my own money £2,000 to the Runnymede Trust, which is a charity and think tank that aims to challenge race inequality in Britain through research, network building, leading debate and policy engagement. And it's a charity that's funded entirely by donations. Now, if you want to join me on this half-day training, 31st of July, you can register at bit.ly/bias2020. bit.ly/bias2020. It's just a sign-up page. There's nothing slick or sophisticated about it because I'm just getting this done. bit.ly/bias2020. The link's also in the show notes, by the way. If you can't afford the £30 plus VAT, I'm also offering 25 free places. I'd like to offer more, but there's a cap that Zoom puts on the number of places we can have. So if you want one of those 25 free places, I'm going to tell you the discount code in just a second. The code will only work for the first 25 people to use it. So please don't be one of those people and use up a free place if you're in employment or if you can afford it. And if you're in employment and your boss doesn't want to pay, that's their problem and the organisation will suffer for it. Leave the free places to people who aren't in employment. Please don't use the 25 discount codes just because you don't want to ask your boss or because your boss says no. It's for people who genuinely can't afford it. And the discount code for the free place is, with staggering levels of imagination, free place. All one word, free place. Just use discount code free place when you book at bit.ly/bias2020 to get one of those 25 free places. Now, I'm incredibly excited about this just because, as I said, I haven't done unconscious bias training for about 10 years. And I'm embarrassed about that because I think it's an important thing to do. So I hope to see you there. And if you want to join me for the 3-hour unconscious bias training session, go to bit.ly/bias2020. Again, it's in the show notes. I do ask for a £30 plus VAT contribution towards the cost of putting it on, but there are also those 25 free places I spoke about earlier for those who genuinely can't afford it and aren't just shy about asking their bosses. So if you can join me, I look forward to seeing you there. If it's not for you, or if we're fully booked by the time you listen to this, because Zoom's got a cap on the number of places, thank you very much for listening. One question I've been asked on Twitter quite a lot, because I've mentioned this training on Twitter, is it being recorded? The answer is yes, it is, but the recording isn't being made available to people who sign up, I'm afraid, because it's Selwyn's intellectual property and we're not putting it into the public domain. So thank you, bit.ly/bias2020, and thanks so much for listening. I'll speak to you next week.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.